Welcome to Today on Broadway for Monday, May 15th, 2017. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway Star's James Marino.
James, on yesterday's This Week on Broadway, you were nice enough to have me on to talk about some of the things we're going to talk about today. But you, Michael, and Peter also talked about some other great stuff. It was a great episode. I've had a chance to listen to it already. Normally, I wait till Monday. But really, really good episode. Why don't you tell everybody what you guys discussed? Because I think there's some things they'll be interested in.
Well, thank you for coming on because, you know, you brought the expertise into the room of some of the things we're going to talk about in a few minutes. But Michael and Peter gave us reviews of Encore's The Golden Apple. Peter went to see Clue at the Bucks County Playhouse. Michael went to see The Bridges of Madison County up in Boston, the New York Pops 34th Birthday Gala. Peter saw The Curvy Widow at the George Street Playhouse in New Brunswick, New Jersey, A Doll's House Part 2, 6 Degrees of Separation, The Little Foxes, Oslo. We saw a bunch of things. So it was a fun episode, and I encourage people to go over and check out This Week on Broadway in the Broadway radio feed.
Awesome.
All right. First up, Fox announces plans for two live musical, A Christmas Story and Rent.
Yeah, these are the things that I was brought on This Week on Broadway to talk about. Last Friday, James, was crazy because last week was the week when all of the television networks are announcing their cancellations and their renewals for the upcoming fall and then into the spring television seasons. That being because starting today in New York City, all of the networks, cable, broadcast, and some streaming ones are having what's called their upfront presentations. Those upfront presentations are made primarily for advertisers to see what is going to be on the network schedules to decide what they want to put their money behind. So in the weekly leading up to that, all of the networks make public what shows, for the most part, there'll be a few stragglers and a few surprises this coming week, but what is going to be part of their season. So Fox, hot on the heels of NBC announcing its Easter Sunday broadcast of Jesus Christ Superstar, announced not one, but two live musicals that are currently in the works. The first, we think, that is going to air will be coming to us from producer Mark Platt sometime in December of this coming year. I'm going to guess sometime in mid to late December. And that will be A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the classic, I guess, modern classic.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest, I've never seen the whole thing through. It bores me, and every time it's on 24 hours every Christmas, I just skip it because it doesn't interest me. But as Peter Felicia talked about on This Week on Broadway, he loves the show. It features a score by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, who are obviously quite hot right now, and they will be composing several new songs for the broadcast. And Jonathan Tolens, who wrote Buyer and Seller, and Robert Carey will adapt the book. Those two collaborated on Grease Live for Mark Platt and Fox a couple years ago. This one seems, James, we often talk about the things that we think will do well in these live broadcasts. I don't think I ever mentioned this one as a possibility, but it seems like a no-brainer.
So I'm thinking about this, and Pasek and Paul writing a few new songs for A Christmas Story, wouldn't that make that Emmy eligible?
It will make it Emmy eligible. Well, I mean, the whole thing will be Emmy eligible, but they will be Emmy eligible if they, you know, if the new songs make it in there. Because a lot of times, you know, we know with Into the Woods, also produced by Mark Platt, Stephen Sondheim wrote a new song and then said, cut it. But yeah, if there are new songs, those will be Emmy eligible.
And Pasek and Paul haven't quite won an Emmy yet, have they?
They have not won an Emmy yet. They will be eligible. Who knows if they'll get nominated coming up here. I guess the Emmy nominations are coming up sometime in the next couple months, next month or so, for their original song for that Flash Supergirl crossover. I wasn't super excited about it, so I don't know if they'll be nominated or not. But I'm going to imagine they're going to get the other three legs of the EGOT here in the foreseeable future. So if they don't get it for Flash and Supergirl, they might get an Emmy for A Christmas Story, making them very young EGOT winners.
Yeah. And so, I think that's a good plan. And there was something else about this, but it has eluded me.
Yes. Well, okay.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was going to move on to the next show that Fox announced. I thought that's what you were leading me into. But we did talk on This Week on Broadway about the family connection with Mark and Pasek and Paul. Mark Platt not only produced La La Land, which they won an Academy Award for, but his son Ben is, you know, Ben Platt. He's the lead of Pasek and Paul's Dear Evan Hansen. So lots of connections there with that group. And I would not be surprised if this is far from the last time that Pasek and Paul and the Platt family collective or individual work together. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we should probably move on to the next story, which is Rent.
Yeah, but speaking of something that is much less obvious for a live television production than A Christmas Story, the musical, Fox announced that, also being produced by Mark Platt and the Jonathan Larson Estate, sometime in the future, they will be presenting a live broadcast of Rent. This one seems so much more troublesome to me than A Christmas Story, just because, one, we know how the Christopher Columbus film version went. Not so bueno. And also, it isn't exactly the thing that you would think being put on television from 7 to 10 o'clock or 8 to 10 o'clock, however they decide to do that. Not exactly the thing that you would be wanting to push a whole thing around. However, Fox is the network that did Rocky Horror. I guess it was a Rocky Horror Picture Show. It wasn't live, but they did that. So I guess it could work. I'm a little more hesitant about this one than A Christmas Story, just because I think there's so many more landmines and traps that you could fall into in producing Rent. So I will be interested to see how it goes.
All right. So next up in the lineup, we have Donna Summer musical eyeing Broadway in 2018.
Yeah, this is something we talked about all the way back in September, but apparently it is moving forward. Donna Summer, who had passed away a few years ago, her husband is currently working with Des McAnuff to get the new stage show Summer ready to launch at the La Jolla Playhouse in California this November. It features all of her hits, and it's her life story. The plan apparently is if it goes well, for McAnuff to bring the show to Broadway in 2018. That would be, you know, another show eyeing Broadway. I don't know. These kind of feel like the bio jukebox musicals are kind of fading away. We haven't had one in a couple of years that's really been successful. Beautiful is the last one. So I'm not sure if this is something that's gonna take off, but a lot of people love the disco music, so we'll see what happens. As we talked about all the way back in September, there are going to be three women playing Donna Summer. One of them, I believe at the time, was Ariana DeBose, currently of A Bronx Tale, previously of Hamilton, and Bring It On, the musical, and So You Think You Can Dance on TV. So we'll see what happens with this one. I don't necessarily have my fingers crossed for this one as much as some other ones, or I guess I'll say it this way. I'm not as optimistic about the future for this one as some of the other shows like Mean Girls that we think might be coming to Broadway, but we'll see. With someone like Des McAnuff behind it, anything is possible.
All right, this next story, I think we have to be very careful in how we couch this because it's confusing.
You think?
Yeah, I think. Huh. So the headline here is Angels in America officially coming back to New York, which
I see no problem with that. That's absolutely true.
Confusing to me because we're talking about the opera, not the stage
show. Oh, yes, you are right.
And I don't remember the opera ever being here before, but I might have missed it.
No, Angels in America Collective is what I meant. The New York City Opera will conclude its season this coming June with the eagerly anticipated New York premiere of Angels in America, which is an opera based on Tony Kushner's classic play, or two plays, Millennium Approaches and Perestroika, which is currently playing in London and may be transferring to New York in its original form. Sam Helfrich will direct the new production featuring an ensemble cast. It's the first production in a multi-series celebrating LGBT pride. It'll be done at Lincoln Center on June 10th, 12th, 14th, and 16th. I imagine, James, that Michael Portantier might find a way to make it to this, since he is kind of Broadway Radio's resident opera expert. I did see what kind of my confusion was as I saw this headline pop up in my inbox, because I get emails when we publish something at Broadway. What it said, Dreaming Ahead, Angels in America Opera to make New York debut. I was like, wait, what? It's coming. I haven't heard about the transfer. Yeah. So, yeah, it is a little confusing. But in one form or another, Angels in America will be in New York, well, less than a month away from now.
All right. So we'll have to keep our eyes open about that. And let's make sure that people don't accidentally purchase tickets to New York City Opera thinking they're going to see Nathan Lane.
You know, well, you know what's even weirder about this is the first cast member listed in the opera's cast list is Andrew Garland, who, if you're not paying super attention, could very easily be confused with the lead of the London production, Andrew Garfield. So I kind of did a double take when I did that, too. So just be careful. Buyer beware.
All right. So it is a Monday morning, and we're going to give you some various different recommendations to put in your ears throughout this week. First one up in the podcast recommendations for this week is our friends Patrick Hines and Jillian Pensavalle have got a new podcast, haven't they?
They do. You would think from the people that do, Patrick, like 37 different theater podcasts, but most famously and first – the Theater People podcast, and Jillian Pensavalle, who does a bunch of different stuff, but in the podcast form is one of the co-hosts of the Hamilcast. You would think that if they were going to launch a new podcast together, it would be something theatrical. You would be wrong. They have launched a new podcast called True Crime Obsessed. It is a podcast that doesn't tell true crime stories, because neither of them are journalists and doing the work to tell these stories. They are, like we all are, pop culture observers, and they are obsessed with true crime. So they talk about pop culture things that have to do with true crime. They talk to people that are involved with these. Their first episode was about a film called The Imposter, which I was unaware of and unfamiliar with. Their second episode, they talked to Dev, I think was his name, the guy who hosts Catfish. So their first two episodes are live, True Crime Obsessed. Check that out. The All next right. – go ahead.
No. I was going to say the next one is James Corden's – he's on The Nerdist, which this is like a clash of two of my favorite worlds.
Yeah. The next four that I have are more of the traditional podcast where theater or theater tangential people are on some podcasts that I listen to. And over the last few days, because I've been driving a little bit, you know, with Mother's Day, driving in the car, going around doing some stuff – mainly shopping, going to find things to buy mom as well. I've been listening to some podcasts. So the first one that I want to talk about is Tony Winner and the host with the most, James Corden, on Chris Hardwick's Nerdist podcast. It actually, the audio came from Chris Hardwick's Talking with Chris Hardwick, a show that he does on AMC. But it's really, really cool. They talk about Corden's career, but they also just talk about their perspective. If you're familiar with the Nerdist podcast, as you are, James, there's really no rhyme or reason to what they talk about on that show. It often gets into personal philosophies and how they live their lives and just complete random tangents. But James Corden talks about everything from the History Boys to his show and why he decided to do a talk show. So that one's a really cool one. Another one that absolutely floored me with how much I loved it is a podcast that's also a TV show on DirecTV called Off Camera with Sam Jones. Sam Jones is a photographer and like a director of photography and a documentary director. He hosts a talk show that's turned into a podcast that just sits down with people and talks about their process as an actor. And it's really fantastic. I love this one. And one of the recent episodes was with Elizabeth Moss. Obviously, she was on Broadway in the Heidi Chronicles a couple years ago. She's on the new TV show, The Handmaid's Tale. And I've known of Elizabeth Moss for, 17, 18 years since she debuted on The West Wing. Then she went on to Mad Men. She's done a couple other things, Top of the Lake, done a bunch of movies, now Handmaid's Tale. But I honestly don't know that I've ever seen much of an interview with her. She plays all these really serious roles and in really dramatic TV shows and movies. I listened to this podcast and she was so fun and silly, and I adored her as a fan, and now I appreciate her even more as a person. I kind of feel like Jennifer Ashley Tepper with my Elizabeth Moss love mm-hmm. after listening to that podcast. So definitely check that one out. A couple more. Mandy Moore, who hasn't been on Broadway yet, but she talks a lot about how when she started her career, that was her goal, was to be like Bette Midler and be on Broadway. She's hasn't done Broadway, but she has done the Tangled movie musical and is still doing the TV show based on that. She's on This Is Us. That was from the Hollywood Reporter's Awards Chatter podcast. And then the last one, this actually came back from March, but I finally got around to talking from listening to it. And it is from Vox's I Think You're Interesting podcast, hosted by their culture editor, Todd Vanderwerf. And it is with Great Comments Dave Malloy. He talks all about his process with creating the show, and it's a really good listen. So we'll have links to all of those in the show notes. But James, I know you listen to a ton of podcasts. I think some of these are on your list. If not, definitely check out the rest of them.
Absolutely. The Dave Malloy one and the Mandy Moore one I haven't listened to, so that is going to be on my agenda this week, and I'll probably be chiming in about them again.
Awesome.
All right. So why don't you get us out of here?
All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. You can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt and subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
And my name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thanks for starting your Monday off with us, and we'll be back and talk with you tomorrow.